WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Michael Wallace. Police and politicians in several states are growing more frustrated as they juggle so many reports of drone sightings. CBS New York's Christy Kalishian is in Sandy Hook, New Jersey.
Patience is growing thin among New Jersey lawmakers and law enforcement who've been seeing and hearing reports about large, low-flying aircrafts spotted since November and have gotten little answers from the feds who say they don't belong to the U.S. government but are no threat. Congressman Chris Smith plans to introduce legislation that would authorize state police across the country to be trained in tracking and even taking down flying objects like these. For now, only federal agencies can.
Probably a designated unit could be established. How do you bring one down and how do you do it safely?
In college football, Navy beat Army 31-13 in their 125th meeting on the gridiron.
President-elect Donald Trump was joined in his box by Vice President-elect J.D. Vance and defense pick Pete Hegseth, along with billionaire Elon Musk. Vance invited Daniel Penny, who was acquitted this week in the fatal chokehold death of a homeless man, Jordan Neely, on a New York City subway train.
CBS's Nicole Killian reports Trump will host Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos at Mar-a-Lago next week. Last night, he hosted Apple's chief, Tim Cook. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. has made contact with the rebel group now controlling Syria.
The United States and our partners in the region have agreed on a set of shared principles to guide our support for Syria and its people going forward.
Blinken says officials from the Arab League and Turkey agree that a new government in Syria should respect the rights of minorities. One person is dead, one is in custody, after a shooting at an Army base in Georgia.
The Army says the shooting happened in on-post housing at Fort Eisenhower near Augusta. They're calling it an isolated incident. That base was on lockdown for about an hour while the situation unfolded. The names of the victim and suspect haven't been released. They also haven't released any details about a possible motive. The Army says they're supporting the victim's family and assisting anyone impacted by the incident. The installation, formerly known as Fort Gordon, is home to the U.S. Army Cyber Command. Austin Eller for CBS News Atlanta.
An appeals court has upheld the federal law that would ban TikTok in the U.S. unless the app breaks away from its Chinese parent company. CNET technology reporter Abrar Alhidi says app stores would have to stop updating TikTok and internet services would have to stop hosting it.
That's what keeps it running smoothly. So after a certain point, if you're not getting updates to TikTok, it's basically going to stop working. So it is an opportunity for American companies to potentially step in and fill the void. But it's still, you know, they're still facing scrutiny for other reasons, too.
The TikTok ban could take effect as soon as January 19th, the day before the inauguration. This is CBS News.
Steel holiday savings are here. Find the perfect gift at your local Steel dealer or shop the Steel holiday gift guide at steelusa.com. That's STIHLUSA.com.
It's Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Another Saturday night across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Let's rock out to some original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio. Good evening, everybody. Rocker GBK, Terry Barr is off tonight. Let's do a double dip of Linda and the Zeros to kick off the 8 o'clock hour. I'm so excited I could barely talk because it's too hot. Linda and the Zeros is Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Come around. Civic Radio, radio for the people.
Well, my heart knows better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. I fell in fear upon my back and said, don't look back, just keep on walking. When a big black horse said, look this way, and said, hey, baby, won't you marry me? One for me. And my heart had a problem in the early hours, so I stopped it dead for a beat or two. And I cut some cord, and I shouldn't have done it, and it won't forgive me after all this. So happy, and now I got a hole for the world to see. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, and I said, no, no, no. No, 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 no. I said, no, no, no. You're not the one for me. No, no, no. No, 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 no. I said, no, no, no. You're not the one for me. For me. Oh. No, no, no. No, no, oh. No, 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 no. I say, oh. No, no, no. You're not the one for me.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Linda and the Zeros there. That was Black Horse, a cherry tree.
Black Horse and a cherry tree.
Before that, Too Hot. You know, Linda the Zeros. Holy smokes. Remember, oh, yeah. New Year's Eve? What was it, 2 years ago?
I do. I guess, when, you were dancing.
The spaceship with Porky's Groove Machine and the Civil Engineers. That was a party, dude. That was great.
Oh, that was a lot of fun, Jimmy. And you can actually see Linda and the Zeros December 21st at the Red Rooster in Madison. That's coming up. They have a live show. Bring your dancing shoes to that one, Jimmy.
Absolutely. Hey, I hope you're all having a great evening across Wisconsin. If you're out driving around tonight, hopefully you're being safe and keep it in between the ditches. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker's here. Terry Barr is off tonight. Happy anniversary once again to Terry. We're doing original local music from the state of Wisconsin. I'm buzzing after that conversation with Gabe Berdulis, dude.
If you missed it, good to talk to Gabe.
It was, man. I mean, I love Gabe. He's a great guy. I love his music and super excited he's coming home.
It was so funny because I got a hold of him and literally surprised him that I was like, yeah, I know you're playing already. I want to interview, you know?
Right, right.
I was just like, boy, I was hoping that he was going to be here for a while. We could actually get him here in the flesh. You could see him. You could smell him. He's right here.
Well, we don't need to smell them.
We don't have to get funky about it. You know what I mean? Hey, you know what? Tonight, live in a lair, just an hour away, Rocker.
Yeah.
Super excited about this band that's coming in tonight.
That's right, Jimmy. Live in the lair, it's our in-studio concert. And tonight, we're welcoming the Trembling Giant.
The Trembling Giant. I heard sound check. And I think we're in for a magical hour of live in the lair tonight. Of course, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. Rocker Terry Barr is going to check in just a couple of minutes.
Really?
A great band from Green Bay. We've played them here on Max Inc. Radio a bunch. Radio for Pets. I'm looking forward to that. It's coming up in just a couple of minutes. What else did I want to talk about? Oh, I know. Next week, Rocker, is the last Live in the Lair for 2024. And the artist on the list for next week is also very exciting.
Jeffrey James.
Yeah, man. He's an old friend of the show, and looking forward to seeing him perform live. And then we're off for the holidays. I think we're off for 2 weeks, right?
Yep, yep. And then we got to recharge here and figure out what we're going to do for 2025, get a whole new slate of musicians into this lair. I think, Jimmy, we're up past 150 live in the lairs.
Oh my goodness.
Since we started this journey back in 2019.
Well, that's good. You know, if bands want to play in the lair, you can contact us. We're on Facebook. Just reach out to Rocker.
Yep.
You can send an email. That's even better with your bio information. What is that? music@civicmedia.us.
That's right, Jimmy. And, you know, every week we get new music, and we're always premiering new music right here. So, you know, definitely send us an MP3. We love to check it out and play local music. It's what we do.
It's what we do, and we love doing it. All right. We got Terry Barr and Terry Radio for Pets coming up. Let's do some music from let's do some Kelsey Miles. I was supposed to do some Kelsey Miles last hour, but we ran out of time.
Oh, yeah. So she's coming back to town, and we're going to have her here next week.
She's another person that's been a longtime friend of the radio, Atwood Fest alum, of course.
Yep.
How many times has she been on the cover of Max Inc.?
Just once, Jimmy.
Just once. Okay. That's good trivia right there.
That could win you something.
I want to win, dude.
I want to win.
I want to be a winner. Miles. Yeah. Next week here on Max Inc. Radio. This is Fool. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Kiss well. Now you ain't got none of this. Ooh. not sure that we can call this love, but I know this from first sight. I wanna give you a hug, girl. Maybe fuck on the first night. Me and you, eye gazing. Damn, your eyes so amazing. Picture us still in the show, walking in the front door, dancing in sand under moonlight. Keeping you close because it feels right. I'm holding your hand because it feels right. I'm keeping you close because we're just mine. Take a chance of romance. We're doing this because we can. Let's take this chance of romance. I can't help it, girl, until I see you again. Cause you're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it. I can't help it. You're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it. I can't help it. I wanna see your body naked, girl, bathing by the ocean sun. I love the way you shake it, girl. No mistaking that you're the one, two, three, four, four. Sophisticated and I adore. Don't have to, but I give you more. Don't have to, but I want it now. Ooh, girl, the way you put it down. Ooh, girl, the way you make me, make you, make you, make you, make you, make me smile. Cause you're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it. I can't help it. You're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it. I can't help it. Until I see you again. 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 You're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it. I can't help it. You're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it. I can't help it. Until I see you again. Until I see you again, girl. Until I see you again, girl. Until I see you again, girl. Until I see you again. See you again. See you again. See you again. Until I see you again. See you again. See you again. See you again. Until I see you again. Till I see you. Till I see you. Till I see you again.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Adem Tesfaye there and Magnetic. You can see Adem Tesfaye at the Baroque here in Madison on December 20th with the Mama Dig Downs Brass Band. That's going to be a pretty cool show. You know who else has a cool show coming up? We'll tell you about it in just a couple of minutes. And they have a brand new vinyl out. That's Louie and the Flash Bombs. We're going to hear a song off that in just a couple of minutes. But first, another Christmas song for you.
Was the night before Christmas, and out on a table sat three large cookies for Santa to eat, if he's willing and able. Now these were not your average cookies made with earthly butter and flour. These cookies were ingested to give you a special, greener kind of magical power. Christmas would be very different this year. For when Santa leaves our house, he'll be in a state of euphoric cheer. The fires were alight on this brisk Christmas night as we stumbled upon old Chris in a giggly delight. We whipped out our wares and we roasted all night. And this is how we found out Santa knows how to party right.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You were so very good at pushing people's buttons, laughing at the questions, turn them into nothing, turn them into nothing. You were larger than life and made sure that we knew it. Bitchy, flip and tearing, something else tomorrow, something else tomorrow. Fame.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is brand new music there from Louie and the Flash Bombs. It's called Unapologetic. And Rocker, you said that they hand-delivered physical media to the Civic Media Radio Studios.
That's correct, Jimmy.
Amazing. I love it when you all do that. Thank you.
Louie came here and he was like, you know, we interviewed him a couple months ago and had him in the lair here.
Yeah.
And then so he was just like, yeah, he stopped by with his record album. And he actually asked me, he's like, does Jimmy K like records? I said, oh, yeah. He likes vinyl big time, you know. And they're on Shortwave Records. So he was just in town picking up, you know, he's from Milwaukee. And he was in here picking up all the records from Shortwave Records, which is Eric Hart of A Flavor That Kills. He does their record. So,
the drummer guy, right? Drummer guy.
The drummer. Yeah. That's correct. Yep. That's
right. Okay. Very cool. Well, awesome vinyl score. Thank you so much for dropping off, Louie. And the holiday party. They got a holiday party on December 19th in Milwaukee, right? What was this place, Rocker? The Brazil Tavern?
Oh, I just, let's see. Let's get back there. The Beersall.
Beersall.
Beersall Tavern on Villette in West Villette.
We make a great team.
Yeah, Milwaukee.
Huh? You can check the Louie and the Flash Bomb Facebook page for more details.
Yep.
We heard I Am Dragon, Santa's Special Treats as from the Maximus compilation, the Madison Area Christmas compilation. All that music sold, but it's timeless. And I love the Maximus music. I love the Santa's Special Treats too, Rocker.
What are the special treats? Did anyone figure that out?
You didn't listen to the song?
No.
I mean, it spells it out right there, dude.
It spells it out, but
it's weed, dude.
Okay.
But don't tell mom.
All right. Now I get it.
We got Live in the Lair coming up in just a couple of minutes. About a half hour away, Rocker, from Live in the Lair. The Trembling Giant. They're here. They're ready to roll.
That's right.
They're trembling and they're rather large.
That's pretty much why I didn't hear the Christmas song, because I'm out in the lobby talking to the band. They're back in the studio. They're going to be in here just after 9 o'clock and start rolling.
And Terry Barr is going to check in just a couple of minutes. She's going to talk with Radio for Pets out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. For those of you listening to WGBW. Hey, Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Carbon 4 Brewing Company here on Madison's East Side. They're supplying all the good beer and beverages here in studio for the artists that come in and play for us. We appreciate that. Madison's East Side making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. You can visit their tap room, too. Try exclusive creations from their brewers, plus a sampling of local snacks and all kinds of good live music as well. Carbon4.com. That's the number 4, carbon4.com.
Boy, we sure brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Ring in the new year at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison. Enjoy live music from Saturday Morning Cartel and free champagne jello shots at both 10 p.m. and midnight. Take $2 off Tito's mixers, 16-ounce cans of Bud Light or Miller Lite, just $2.50. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Hungry? The delicious late-night menu will be available until midnight on New Year's Eve at the Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Visit LazyElfLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. Ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Looking for a home shouldn't feel like crawling through air ducts. That's where the Aaron Weber Group and Compass spring into action.
Yippee-ki-yay, Dreamhouse Seekers.
The Aaron Weber Group helps you through the toughest real estate markets. Buying, selling, saving the world. They can do it all. You're looking for peace and tranquility, not Nakatomi Plaza. Get the home you deserve, only less stressful. Go to movetomadison.com. The Aaron Weber Group. No shoes required.
Welcome to the neighborhood, pal.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We're just a little better than 20 minutes away from Live in the Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Looking forward to that. Terry Barr had a great chat with Radio for Pets. And if there's a Wisconsin band who doesn't only share their love for music, but also their fondness of animals. Here is Radio for Pets with Terry Barr is Max Inc. Radio.
I don't know what's in this drink. Some random guy just handed it to me. But I assume it's made of rocket fuel from the way my heart's been beating. Beating, beating since you looked at me.
We are listening to the song About Nothing. Now, this song is by the band Radio for Pets. The band's out of the Green Bay area, and I am so lucky I have Billy Block. Billy is the lead singer in the band. Billy, thanks for joining us. Yay!
Oh, of course. I'm glad to be here today.
First thing I want to ask you, before we get into the name of the band Radio for Pets, can you tell us a little bit about the song About Nothing?
Yeah, About Nothing. I think I like it because there's not a lot in that song that's buried in metaphor. Like, it is exactly what it says on the tin. It is just a out and out cheesy sort of like pop punk love song. And I think doing a song like that every once in a while, especially when the rest of our catalog does tend to be on the darker, sort of sadder side, is it's just like a nice breath of fresh air to go out and do something just exuberant and happy, you know.
You gotta love it, because when you are listening to it, you kind of start bopping around, and that's fun. Now, from there, I want to ask you about Radio for Pets. Do you target your music towards pets? Because I have read that pets love music too.
We write music exclusively for animals, actually, and just the fact that people also like it is like a nice, you know, it's a nice little surprise every once in a while, you know? But really, it's for your dog, exclusively. So,
no cats? Are you being mean to cats?
No. Well, this goes to something I was talk about. I've used to for a long time said as a joke that like every sort of love song that I've ever written is about my cat, Lily. She did pass away last year, unfortunately. Oh. She had a long, long, happy life. She was 19. The grain of truth to that joke I always used to tell was, like, she loved listening to me play music. So whenever I'd pull out my guitar and sit down to start working on and writing something, she would always be like right there curled up, purring and sleeping. And so as much as I joke, like every love song I ever wrote was for Lily. Every song I ever wrote, for the most part in my entire career, was with her sitting there, me just playing music for her.
They can be such an inspiration, but then when you read research about how much animals really can love music, and of course, vice versa, it's so good for us to listen to music too. But Radio for Pets, where does the name of the band come from?
So there is a cartoon called Avatar: Legend of Korra. I wish there was a cooler story behind it. But there's a gag where it's like this sleazy business guy and he's throwing out like business ideas. And, you know, he's like, I don't know, cars for children. No, that's not going to work. There's the radio for pets. And he just kind of throws that out in the middle of like a long list of different business ideas. And I'm like, that's fun.
It makes for a great band name and a great discussion. I mean, what a way to open the door and just be able to talk to anyone about anything.
Right, right, right.
I do want to ask you, you know, since we are talking about pets and you opened up about your cat,
yes.
I have seen that all of you in the band have also volunteered to try to get animals adopted to find their forever home.
Yes.
That is so heartwarming. Why is that important?
I've always said, like, in general, charity work is very important to me as an artist for any organization, really. But again, with the name Radio for Pets, doing stuff with like the Humane Society, we just did that photo shoot. I think that's what you're referencing with Safe Haven here in Green Bay. They're like a cat sanctuary. Just doing stuff like that just feels right. As an artist, you know, we rely so much on community support for everything we do, you know, like the fans or whatever. And it feels important to give back as much as we can. And if we can help some animals find a house, like especially, I am a very big cat person. So yeah. Working with Safe Haven was a whole lot of fun.
If people want to see some of those photos, I mean, they are cute. They're clever. This isn't you guys just sitting around and there's some cats around. You guys are snuggling the cats. Where can people check those out?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure they're all posted up on our Facebook page, which, you know, give us a follow and a like. That helps out local bands a whole lot.
but you get it because you did a cat portrait, you know, that yes. That's pretty special. So you get it. You get the idea. What else can you tell me about your band?
We've been playing now for about 3 years. We are currently in the process of writing and recording our first full-length album. Also, for those of you listening, if you live in the Fox Cities area, we are going to be auditioning drummers relatively soon. So keep an eye on our social medias for that if you're looking to join a band.
So we are going to end this interview now with one of your other songs called okay. Nervous Looks Good on You. Yes. Is this written about a pet?
No, this song, the backstory is the vibe of the song, like what it's about is like sort of the feelings you get when like you're in a brand new relationship and it's just starting and, you know, you're sort of crazy about this person, but you also don't want to seem like a weirdo.
This is Billy Block. He is with Radio for Pets. Let's take a listen to this song now. Nervous Looks Good on You. Billy, thanks so much for your time. This has been really fun.
Thank you for having me.
I've spent the last hour looking for porn stars who look like you.
Like some kickstart, stay dreaming to warm.
tonight. Watch your way.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
Pretty hot in place, or beat up on my eyes, rip them right out of my face. Well, you can cook up my heart till it's rare, just to see how it tastes, or eat it while it's raw and beaten, bleeding all over the face. You can wreck me, yeah, because you know.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Faces for Radio. My goodness, that song is old, 2010. Great super band made up of like Faces for, or excuse me, Last Crack and Rapscallion. Pretty cool. Jimmy K and Rocker, we got Live in the Lair coming up in just a couple of minutes. The Trembling Giant, they are live in studio. Soundcheck sounded great. Can't wait for this next hour of music. Thanks to Terry Barr and Radio for Pets for the awesome interview. Kind of fudged up the intro for that. Sorry about that. But that happens. If you want to hear it again, you can check out the podcast, civicmedia.us and maxincradio.com. And don't forget, if I'm hungry, Rocker. I wish we had some Doughboys Pizza right now. They're a family restaurant here in Madison, Northside, Madison. Wow. Taste the difference of family recipes for over 100 years. They're located in Northgate Mall here in Madison. Delivery to Madison's northeast and downtown. Just search for Doughboys Pizza Madison online or call them 608-467-3017.
And they have a new tavern crust, and they have the most amazing Detroit crust.
Oh, man. That Detroit crust is really good. I like their deep dish.
Yeah.
Their deep dish. Oh, Chicago so cheese. Deep dish. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So, Rocker, we're going to, before the layer tonight, we're going to get some, one more Maximus song, I think, from Eddie 8 Dynamite. It's just short and sweet and right to the point. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. But, and we're also going to play some Dogtown Hollow real quick. And, Rocker, they have a show coming up.
They do. They're the 22nd of December. They're at the Harmony Bar, 5 p.m. It's a double EP release with Two Trick Pony and, you know, Dogtown Hollow. They were just here in the Lair not too long ago. So you can go to maxincradio.com, click listen, and you'll see all the archives of the Lair, and you can see Dogtown Hollow.
That's awesome. We'll play that song in just a couple of minutes. But first, some Pat McCurdy. He has a bunch of shows coming up here. Shank Hall in Milwaukee on December 20th. He'll be at the Eastside Club here in Madison on December 26th. And then he'll be at a Showboat Saloon in Wisconsin Dells on January 4th. And
hey, that Eastside Club, that's an ugly sweater party, Jimmy.
Oh, so that's two ugly sweater parties.
Yes.
I got to go to St. Vinny's. I need an
ugly
sweater.
For those of you who have never seen this show before, I'd just like to say my name is Pat. And you know something? I like men. I like women. I like sinking. I like swimming. I like dogs and I like cats. I like cows in cowboy hats. I like knives and forks and spoons. I like whistling happy tunes. I like to come, but not too soon. I like everything. Sure, at some of those other places, they're singing depressing songs. Everyone's depressed, not here. Cause I like milk, I like cookies, Adam 12 and the rookies. I like peaches, I like cream, I like field and I like stream. I like diamonds, clubs and hearts, I like to order a la carte. Gee, I like your private parts. I like everything. Get me down, that will never happen. I will never be depressed when my step is light and my toes are tapping. So I like Veronica, I like Betty, I like meatballs and I like God and I like Buddha, I like cheddar, brie and gouda. I like Beatles, Stones, and Doors. I like to shop at hardware stores. I'd like to do you on the floor. I like everything. Sing! I like men, I like women. I like sinking, I like swimming. I like dogs and I like cats. I like cows and cowboy hats. I like Phil and I like Don. Happy days, the wrath of Khan. Won't you put these handcuffs on? I like everything. I like water, I like wine. I like to think that love is blind. I masturbate with you in mind. I like everything.
100 miles on a Sportster, through the driftless hills of home. Ripped River Valley and the Valley of the Rolling Stone, up and over the ridges, down and up and up and down again. Rivers, roads, and bridges, names right on the wind. If it was anything, it was anything but bad. It was the last best ride that Harley ever had. All the colors of autumn, is on the loose. Yeah, almost caught him. Nearly kicked my caboose. Oh, a little too tight on the inside curve. Boy, you better straighten up and fly right. Keep a full tank on reserve.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help.
No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
You are listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. In states where those mysterious large drones have been spotted, local officials have had enough. CBS New York's Allie Bauman says they're demanding more help from the feds.
Sheriff Sean Golden is one in a growing group of local leaders now calling for a limited state of emergency to address an alarming increase in sightings.
How many drone sightings have been reported to your office?
Well, in Monmouth County, we've seen over 100.
So about 100 sightings reported. How does that compare to like this time last year?
I think in the same month time frame, there were zero.
Sheriff Golden says the size of some of these drones led him to believe that these are not your average hobbyists. And a federal response, he says, could include calling in the Air National Guard to monitor any potential threats.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. has made contact with HTS, the rebel group that now has control of Syria. The BBC's Tom Bateman reports Blinken met with leaders from other